This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In Rahman Rahim, in the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wassalatu wassalamu ala nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Blessings and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all his companions, all his followers. May we also be from amongst them, and may the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon our offspring who shall come up to the day of Qiyamah. Ameen. Honored ulama, beloved brothers and sisters and dearest listeners, we had read last night the surah known as Surah Al-Shu'ara, named after the poets. And I'm sure many of us would be aware of the fact that poetry was at its peak at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People were linguists. Their eloquence was of a very high standard. And when they spoke, they literally captured the masses, they captured the people. And there were several people who were well known for their poetry. This poetry was used either for good or for bad. Wherever there had been a war, you would find poetry for the army that belonged or to the person or the poet who would be speaking. And the same poet would then have or make up poetry against the opposition and so on. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala names an entire surah after poetry and the poets, in fact, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has so many verses that rhyme to a certain extent. And I'm sure if we recall last night's recitation, many of us may have heard كَذَّبَتْ قَوْمُ نُوحِنِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And after some time, كَذَّبَتْ عَادُنِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And after a few verses, كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. كَذَّبَتْ قَوْمُ لُوطِنِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. كَذَّبَ أَصْحَابُ الْأَيْكَةِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And all of them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the story within the similar commencement and ending of that particular ruku', which is known as a portion of the Qur'an. So the beginning of the stories of all the anbiya in Surah Al-Shu'ara is exactly the same. And one statement of all the messengers is repeated every single time Allah repeats the stories of the anbiya in Surah Al-Shu'ara. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ أَخُوهُمْ نُوحٌ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ وَمَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ أَجْرٍ إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَى رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Every single messenger said this statement to his or her, meaning to his people. Every single messenger said this statement to his people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of it in Surah Al-Shu'ara. The meaning of the statement, Allah says, when their brother told them. Why their brother? Because everyone Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent to them a messenger from amongst them. So a messenger would not come from another group of people. A messenger would come from amongst the same group of people, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would say, we sent to them their brother, one from amongst them. If you take a look at Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the only messenger who was sent to mankind at large. And he says this, he makes mention of it. He says, بُعِثْتُ لِلنَّاسِ كَافَّةً. I have been sent to all mankind. If you think about it, and actually some who have pondered over it have come up with some very, very touching findings. And it's not very difficult to find this. At the time of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, the communications were not as grand as they are today. And Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam was sent to a few people. At that time, remember, he was one of the first anbiya. There were very few people on earth. So most of them were clustered in one area and they all got the message. And his message lasted 950 years. He called his people. He lived longer than that. But he called his people for many, many years. 950 years. So it was the length that spread the word. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam to the children of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. When he sent the other anbiya, he sent them to specific nations, specific parameter of work. including Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and Lut alayhi salam, including Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Jesus may peace be upon him, was sent to the Jews. He was not sent to entire mankind according to the Quran. He was sent solely to Banu Israel and the Jews. And if we take a look at Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the difference is he was sent to entire mankind. Who would have known at that time that the message would get to everyone on the globe? Either through the internet, through the telephone systems, whatever it is, the media and so on. Nobody knew. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and Umar al-Faruq radiallahu anhum, they did not know that technology would advance. But what they did know is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam informed them that, do you know, I have been told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that there will not be a corner of the globe that my message will not get to. That means this message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was universal, and he is the final messenger. And therefore, we should understand that all this technology is in fact to be used to spread this word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is our duty to ensure that we have used technology for the good of the ummah, and we make use of it in a positive manner. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all acceptance and use us to spread this word of deen. Remember, if we are not going to spread it, that does not mean it is not going to spread. Somebody else will spread it. Allah will use someone else. Whenever there is an opportunity to spread the word of deen, make sure that you get up and stand up to the challenge. For if you do not stand up, Allah does not need myself and yourself. He will select others to do that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. So, the messengers in Surah Al-Shu'ara, Allah makes mention of them being the brethren of their nations. And Allah says, they told their people, fear Allah and follow what I have to say. I am a messenger from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I do not ask any recompense from you. I don't want any wealth from you. I don't want any material assistance from you. My recompense is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one who is going to give me. And they continued further. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention with each story of each of the prophets. He makes mention of the summary of what had happened in the life of those prophets, and the fact that they all called, and some people accepted, and some did not. Those who did not were inflicted with severe punishment, and then Allah ends all the stories with the same verse. And I'm sure if we remember the verses that were read last night, we would actually be able to pick up that Allah says, إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَةٌ وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. Indeed, in that there is a lesson, there is a verse, there is a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In what? In the punishment of those who have gone by before us. In the punishment of those nations, there is a sign for us. There is a lesson for us. There is a verse for us. There are clear signs for us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, many of them did not believe. And definitely, your Rabb is most powerful, most forgiving. And the reason why these two have been mentioned together is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is definitely most powerful. He is able to punish, but at the same time He forgives. He forgives. So if Allah has granted us respite, it does not mean He is unable to punish us. It means His mercy has dictated that He is going to give us a chance. But the day that chance is, or the day the time has lapsed and expired, it shall be too late. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawbah before the end. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in fact, grant us tawbah here and now. It is not very difficult to make amends. And it is not very difficult to leave the bad and the evil we may be engaged in. Allah gives us subhanahu wa ta'ala opportunities this month of Ramadan. What a great opportunity. We are now in the second half, moving in to the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, which are most blessed. In them there is a night that is greater in value than 1,000 months. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the acceptance to engage in ibadah on that night. Ameen. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the poets. And Allah says towards the end of Surah Al-Shu'ara, and before I mention this, we must understand the Quran, some of the mushrikeen used to say that this is poetry. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَاعِرٍ. It is not the sayings of a poet. Neither is it poetry, nor is the person who is reciting it to you a poet. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified that the Quran is not poetry. It is a miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has so much soothing in it. There are some words that when we hear them, we'd actually hear how cool and smooth they flow out of the mouth of the reciter. They soothe us. Some words are in actual fact quite difficult to come out of the mouth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to know His power. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to feel the variation in the Quran. And for this reason, I had mentioned a few days ago that those people who understand the Arabic language and those people who have made an effort to understand the Quran will never ever substitute the Quran with music of this world, no matter how good the lyrics may be regarding the music. Remember, the music we hear in this world is probably part of poetry, slightly, because the lyrics would have to be rhyming and they would have to be appealing. And mostly these lyrics, some obviously, most of them are bad, but some people might argue that no, the meaning of this is quite good. The reality is, how dare we compromise and substitute the Quran for something worldly? That is an insult to Kalamul Bari. It is an insult to the words of my Creator and yours. We don't understand them. We are making no effort to try and understand the Quran. Wallahi thumma wallah. If we try slightly to understand the Quran, the comfort we will achieve, it will be unmatched. Never will anything come close to it. May Allah grant that to us. Similarly, if we are people who would like a soothing recitation, we will find people who recite in that manner. If we are people who like and our attitude is soothed, or our character is soothed by something heavy, then inshallah we will find recitation that will also be extremely heavy. And when I say heavy, what I mean here is the makharij coming out very sharp. We have reciters who read in that manner, and so on. Those who have a sweet voice, those who have a high bass voice, those who have a treble voice, and so on. We will find it in the Quran. Why do we have to substitute it with something else? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of many, many, many issues in Surah Al-Shu'ara, but one of the main issues is where Allah has cursed the Shu'ara and the poets who use their poetry in the wrong manner. And He makes mention of the following verse: وَالشُّعَرَاءُ يَتَّبِعُهُمُ الْغَاوُونَ. It is only those who are lost, those who are astray, who follow the poets. Now obviously when this verse was revealed, there were some poets who were Muslimin. Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu, Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiallahu anhu, Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. These people were poets. They immediately went to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam questioning, "We have heard a verse which says that only those who are astray shall follow the poets." And here it reminds me today of those who want to follow the lyrics of today, which have nothing to do with deen, which lead us astray from Islam. Obviously, those who are astray shall follow those who are astray. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not do that to us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then made an exception. Immediately after that, He said, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Besides those poets who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do good deeds and remember Allah constantly. Do you know what type of a smile this brought to the faces of the poets, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called them, recited this verse and told them, use your poetry to defend Islam and use your poetry to explain Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the strength. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of a very, very powerful surah, Surah An-Naml, named after the ants and the ant. Now the ant is a very minute creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah makes and draws a comparison between one of the largest armies in history, the army of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. وَحُشِرَ لِسُلَيْمَانَ جُنُودُهُ مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ وَالطَّيْرِ فَهُمْ يُوزَعُونَ. Allah had gathered for Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam his army made up of jinn kind as well as mankind as well as the birds and various other creatures. All the creatures were part of the army of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. In contrast, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning a little ant, one small ant, and what that ant, which was also a commander of that army of ants, mentioned to the ants. And the fact that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam had made a dua, which is mentioned I think in Surah Sad, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he said, رَبِّ هَبْ لِي مُلْكًا لَا يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدِي إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابِ. Oh Allah, give me kingdom that none shall deserve after me or none shall get after me. You are the one who is, you are the one who gives gifts. You are the giver. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam something different. He had the power to speak to the other creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only the creatures with life or the creatures with the soul, but even the wind and the water and so on. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam could address these creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they would obey instructions. He had been given authority over them. And as he moved with his huge army, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of how a little ant spoke and he heard it. Today we see ants and we think that, oh, these things are pests and they need to be exterminated and so on. Yes, but Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam understood the speech of these harmless ants. They were probably not the ants that we find today, but the harmless ants. And the statement was, one calling out to the rest,
Ya ayyuhan namlu dukhulu masakinakum la yahtimannakum Sulayman la yahtimannakum Sulayman wa junuduhu wa hum la yash'un.
O ants, enter your dwellings, enter your places of living. For Sulaiman may crush you. Sulaiman may come across and crush you whilst you are unaware. And Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam smiled and he held back the entire army in order to allow the little ants to move. And he made a statement.
فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِكًا مِّن قَوْلِهَا.
He smiled whilst laughing at the statement.
وَقَالَ رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيْ وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ وَأَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ.
He smiled and he made a dua. Oh my Rabb, grant me the ability to thank you. Grant me the acceptance to thank you for what you have granted me. And what you have granted my parents. Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam was granted a lot as well. Ya Allah, grant me the ability to thank you and to be grateful for what you have granted me and what you have granted my parents. And let me do deeds that are only earning your pleasure. Deeds that shall only earn your pleasure, Ya Allah. Let me engage in such deeds. وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَاهُ وَأَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And make me enter the ranks of those who are righteous and pious. Imagine, after he was given everything, he still used to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at every step and every moment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the gratitude of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah grant us even a portion of that. We have been granted so much and given so much by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At times we are ungrateful. And gratitude is divided into two. The first is to thank Allah verbally. And the second is to thank Allah by obeying His commands and by abstaining from His prohibitions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us both forms of gratitude. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of how Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam looked for the birds in his army. And he did not find the hoopoe bird. And after some time, after asking and questioning and threatening to punish one bird that was not found in line and in place, he then discovered this bird as it came in, and he questioned it. And the bird made a statement. And it is very, very beautifully put in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this hudhud, which is a hoopoe bird, had made a statement to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam that I have seen someone, a lady, who is ruling a large number of people, but they worship, besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sun.
وَجَدْتُهَا وَقَوْمَهَا يَسْجُدُونَ لِلشَّمْسِ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ
I have seen her worshipping the sun. And the same bird begins to say, why don't they worship Allah? Why don't they understand that they need to put their heads down in sajda for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, the creator of the universe, the one who extracts the hidden, the one who is all-knower. Imagine even the birds. Curse those who worship besides Allah. Even the birds understand it. We would have never known if this story was not in the Quran. Today when we see birds flying around, don't think that they do not comprehend the difference in mankind as well. Those who are astray, even the birds know, even the animals know who is astray and who is not, and who is engaged in shirk and who is not. But it is humankind that does not know. It is reported that even the dogs, when they see the angels of punishment descending, they begin to release or to make a noise, a howl that would easily be understood by those who comprehend. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. Even the dogs comprehend, and the birds comprehend. And this is why immediately upon hearing that, we all fell prostrate for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, in the Quran, there are certain places whereby immediately after hearing a verse, we all go down to sajda. It is known as sujoodut tilawa. It is known as the prostrations of the recitation of the Quran. And they are in the Quran, or the reason why we engage in them. The first is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to prostrate for His sake. Immediately we fall prostrate. And then the second is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of others who have engaged in acts of worship, and they have also prostrated for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We too, upon hearing it, we show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we would like to do the same, if not better. And we immediately we also go down in sujood. And the third is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of those who have never prostrated. Those who hear the signs of Allah and they don't want to prostrate. Like the Queen of Sheba, before she became a Muslim, before she accepted the call of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, they did not prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, they prostrated to the sun and for the sun. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. So those are the three primary reasons why we also engage in that sujood. At times people ask, I hope and I pray I've clarified it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of how this woman who was ruling a large army, she thought was a huge army. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of how Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, when he heard about it from this bird, he sent a message to say, a very simple message,
إِنَّهُ مِنْ سُلَيْمَانَ وَإِنَّهُ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ أَلَّا تَعْلُوا عَلَيَّ وَأْتُونِي مُسْلِمِينَ
This message is from Sulaiman, and it commences بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ Do not be haughty, do not be high, and do not become arrogant and so on above us. Come to us in submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was the message. Short and to the point. One may ask, why did Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam not commence the letter with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim? Rather, he said, Innahu min Sulaiman. This is from Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. The answer is, he was worried himself. He thought that if this letter gets to the queen and she opens it and the first thing she sees is the name of Allah, if she curses or rejects, she may just curse Allah and reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if I put my name first, if she curses anyone, she's going to curse me, which is lighter. It's okay, it's fine. And that's precisely what happened. When she opened it, she was very upset. She showed it to her people and her chiefs, and she told them, look at this letter I've got. It is from Sulaiman. What should we do? And they said, نَحْنُ أُولُو قُوَّةٍ وَأُولُو بَأْسٍ شَدِيدٍ وَالْأَمْرُ إِلَيْكِ فَانْظُرِي مَاذَا تَأْمُرِينَ.
Indeed, we are a mighty army. We are a very, very powerful army, and we await your instruction. Whatever you say, we shall immediately execute it. And she was a very intelligent woman. She said, no. You know, when kings walk into lands and they occupy territories, they make those who are at the top right at the bottom. And those who are at the bottom are raised right to the top. They turn the entire city upside down. They turn the entire nation upside down. So this is what the lady says. This is what the queen says. And she said, let me send him a little gift and see. Let me send Sulaiman alayhi salam a little gift and see how he responds. And amazingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of how when this gift came to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam, he took it as a bribe. And he returned it. And he said, in fact, he understood it to be a bribe. And he returned it and he said, go and inform this queen that we are going to come to her with an army that she will never ever be able to face. And obviously, he was the only one who knew that in his army were jinn kind who are far, far more powerful than humankind. Look at the contrast in this surah. Allah makes mention of the ant and the army of Sulaiman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the queen. And Allah makes mention of the jinn who were more powerful than the entire army of the queen. So many contrasts between the mighty and more mighty than that mighty. And the mightiest obviously is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there is no comparison. So this is the gist and the message of Surah An-Naml, is to show us the sizes of the creation of Allah and to tell us all that the ultimate, the most powerful, the greatest is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. So moments later he addressed his army, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam. What was the question? He asked his people,
يَا أَيُّهَا الْمَلَأُ أَيُّكُمْ يَأْتِينِي بِعَرْشِهَا قَبْلَ أَن يَأْتُونِي مُسْلِمِينَ.
Oh my chiefs, oh my people, which one of you can bring her entire throne and what is surrounding it to me here before they even come to us surrendering? And Ifrit means the giant, the massive jinn, the huge one. Ifritum min al-jinn, the powerful one. He said, I can bring that entire throne and what is around it before you stand up from your seat. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of someone who challenged Ifrit, another jinn. And Allah says, the one, the jinn who had knowledge of the book. And this shows us all that those who have knowledge are much more powerful than those who don't. May Allah make us from amongst those who can put an effort to learn and continue learning until death do us part. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of how this jinn who had knowledge of the book says,
أَنَا آتِيكَ بِهِ قَبْلَ أَن يَرْتَدَّ إِلَيْكَ طَرْفُكَ.
I will bring her the throne and what is around the throne before you blink. And as he blinked, it was there in front of him. Everything was in front of Sulaiman, as though it was a cake that someone had lifted from point A to point B. That's it. And she was there suddenly, witnessing Sulaiman. Everything was there with Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Who can face that army? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these are just creatures of Allah. Now think of the power of the Creator Himself. Subhanallah. And we still feel as humankind that we are at liberty to sin. Astaghfirullah. And we are at liberty to do as we please and we wish. Where Allah says, even some of my creatures are so powerful that they have left those with power and with huge armies amazed and astonished and with no other way out but to surrender to my command. This woman, the queen, had actually now realized what had taken place. She saw Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, and Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam had ordered his army and part of his army to change a little bit here and there around her throne. And then she was asked, is this your throne? This is where you are? Is this your throne? She looked at it and she said, it looks like it is. It seems like it is. But as she walked, she thought that there was deep water because there was a reflection. It was beautified by the army of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam within less than a split second. How long it takes a person to blink. And she thought it was water, so she began to lift her clothing so that it does not get wet. And Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam clarified, إِنَّهُ صَرْحٌ مُمَرَّدٌ مِّن قَوَارِيرٌ. It is actually pure glass which has a reflection. It is not water. Amazing. That is what the throne was made. She said to her, immediately she declared, Rabbi. Now she's calling out to Allah. Oh my Rabb, whoever created me, I'm calling out to you. Inni zalamtu nafsi, I have oppressed myself. Wa aslamtu ma'a Sulayman lillahi rabbil alamin. And I have surrendered together with Sulayman alayhi salatu wasalam. For who? For the one who has created entire universe. The one who has created all the worlds. When we say worlds, we are talking of the various creatures, the various planets, the universe, and possibly even beyond. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us comprehension. So in this surah, Allah is explaining to us, who are far less powerful than this queen who had accepted Islam. Allah is explaining to us that look, the power of Allah is so clear and apparent. If only you had to look at the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you would pick up His power. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who can comprehend the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are all returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is the one whom we beg Him to have mercy on us. May Allah have mercy on us. Quickly moving through the stories of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam in Surah An-Naml, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam right at the beginning of the surah of the end, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights the point of the denial of Fir'aun, though he was convinced. Allah says, وَجَحَدُوا بِهَا وَاسْتَيْقَنَتْهَا أَنفُسُهُمْ ظُلْمًا وَعُلُوًا. The army of Fir'aun, which was also destroyed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The army was destroyed by water. And I'm going to get to that. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Fir'aun's soul and his heart knew exactly who was right. But still, they just denied it out of arrogance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us. Then Allah makes mention of Thamud and the fact that Salih alayhi salatu wasalam called his people. Here Allah highlights the fact that there were 9 people in the community of Thamud who were the major culprits. And from this, you find the Mufassireen have told us that almost every community has a few people who are culprits. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا فِي كُلِّ قَرْيَةٍ أَكَابِرَ مُجَرِمِيهَا لِيَمْكُرُوا فِيهَا. Every nation and every community has certain culprits who are bent on mischief. May Allah not make us the culprits. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never make us those who are bent on mischief. Then Allah makes mention of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam's story again in very brief. Thereafter, the beginning, the first page of the 20th chapter of the Quran, very, very interesting. Allah makes mention of the fact that He has created He has sent water from the skies, which then results in the crops growing, and you see the huge oceans. Remember, in the same way, this is Surah An-Naml, the Surah of the Ant. One ant is just a single small creature of Allah. Many ants put together can cause a disaster even for us human beings. One drop is a small creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many drops can either be beneficial or cause disaster. The oceans are made up of tiny drops, just like the ants. Look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is drawing our attention in the same surah of the ant to other creatures that are created by the combination of small, small molecules and atoms and so on. And together they make up a huge ocean. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also makes mention of the mountains, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَمَّنْ جَعَلَ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا وَجَعَلَ خِلَالَهَا أَنْهَارًا وَجَعَلَ لَهَا رَوَاسِي وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ حَاجِزًا. I want to highlight just one point of that verse where Allah says, we have placed mountains on earth. And those mountains are made up of small particles of dust and sand. But when those particles come together, they together make up a huge mountain. What is the problem with the Muslim Ummah today? We are, every individual is a gem, is a particle. It is only when these individuals get together will they be a huge mountain that will never be moved. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that lesson at least from the surah named after the ant, that even the ants have armies that can, meaning cluster together, come together and be a huge force. The water is the same. The sand and the mountains are the same. All are created from little particles and thereafter made into huge, huge mountains. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all understanding. May He grant unity to the Muslim Ummah. A lot of tolerance is required in order to unite the Muslim Ummah. And that is what we are lacking today. May Allah make us from amongst those who can think positive solutions rather than negative thinking, which results in greater negativity and destroys even further. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabina Muhammad. Subhanallahi bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.